This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the 2-Minute Shift. In today's shift, let's talk about doing the right thing. Sometimes the easy thing to do is just go along with status quo, even when it's negative. Or you can do the right thing and be the change that the room needs. Well, I had a situation in my leadership journey where I was inheriting a team member from a leader, a peer of mine, who said that this person had veered off their path and they didn't feel like they was going to be able to get back on track. And they felt like the best thing to do is just to move on from this employee. So I had a meeting with my leader and I wanted to understand what the true motivation was. Did we want to really give this person an opportunity to be successful, or did we really want to just give this person another look and then ultimately just usher them out the door? Because if that was the goal, to just let them go, I didn't want them on my team. I wanted to give them a clean slate and really try to build something. My leader agreed that that was the journey, that we was going to build something and give this person an opportunity to be successful. So it was my first goal to connect with that employee, let them know that the past is the past. We don't have a time machine to go backwards. Let's move forward. Let's set clear goals and reach those goals. At the end of the year, not only did we reach those goals, we exceeded those goals. And we done that by gaining trust and being consistent and transparent on both sides. Not talking about the past and what could have been different or should have been different. But I felt like the right thing to do in that situation was see that person as a person and truly find out what their strengths were, what their motivation was, and help them out. And there was, if there was anything that they needed to do different, be honest with them. And that helped us forge a strong relationship to where we even stay in contact now, even though I'm not their direct leader. I could have went along with the status quo and just said, yeah, you know what? Let me continue to document and move on. But that wasn't the right thing. Even though that wasn't a popular thing, that was the right thing. So always do the right thing.